Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Is gambling ruining Major League Baseball? And can the sport recover from the heavy pressure of market forces? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Man, I got some weird stuff today. Hold up. This is some weird. I got some weird Florida Man. All right. First and foremost, can you let me know if you think this is a good way to honor somebody? So this dude, right? His uncle is a metalhead, right? And he's a Tampa-based musician known as Prince Midnight. His uncle passed away, and he turned his uncle's skeleton into a fully functional guitar.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Actually fully functional guitar. Just gave you the link in Slack. I mean, it is the rib cage and then part the spine, and then it goes into the pelvis. And it's called the Skelecaster.
I didn't even know this was legal.
Don't know if that's legal, but it's a very, they know it, it came, it was noted in Guitar World, Prince Midnight. He wanted to honor his uncle, Philip, who was killed in a motorcycle accident in Greece in 1996.
His skeleton
was donated to a medical school and used in anatomy classes for years. But when they no longer needed it, they gave it to the family, and the responsibility, because his parents passed away. His parents passed away, so he got the responsibility of it. And they're Greek Orthodox, so they don't believe in cremation. And so they either could pay to have it stored, purchase a burial plot. And he was like, nah, I'll take care of it. And so he navigated the red tape, and it involved funeral homes and the State Department. He had the remains shipped here. And then he had his friend help build this into a custom instrument. And, I don't know what... I like his response. He said his mother apparently didn't like it because she goes, it was sacrilegious and the work of the devil. You know how moms are, he said. He goes, when asked whether Philip would rather be in the ground or shredding, she admitted, well, probably the guitar. So he attached it to parts of an old Fender Telecaster, and really a Telecaster, and added red and blue wiring to mimic blood vessels. He goes, it's got some quirks, and there are limitations, obviously, but you can play it. There's obviously, it's awkward because the ribcage limits movement, and the sound is heavier. That's actually insane. And I wouldn't pick it up, dude. I don't think I could pick it up and play it.
I'm curious enough to pick it up.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, where the neck would be is the neck of the guitar, the fret that goes up. And then the strings and where it would be open is, like, right at the bottom of the rib cage. And I don't get the do you really need like the pelvis and all that at that point? I mean, he's got some of the electronics plugged in. The where you plug in for power is like right at the top of like the pelvis.
Yeah, like the hip bone.
Yeah. Dude, it's a little different.
Shreds though, huh?
He says it's a heavier sound. I'm like, that seems like he would probably like that. So anyway, this Florida man apparently, I was gonna share this, but it's not wanting to pop up. Anyway, it was about a guy who stabs the door, who's been stabbing doorbells, apparently, with a knife. Like, he goes and he's been stabbing doorbell cameras with a knife, and I don't understand what the purpose of that is, but okay. Also, a crew rescued a man who fell 20 feet in the water near Treasure Island Causeway. Good night. That's scary, to fall 20 feet into the water. He fell over. It was the Treasure Island Causeway Bridge. This was early yesterday, and they had to close it overnight for repairs, but he was yelling for help. Crews responded to a 911 call. He was rescued. He had a head injury. It looks like he's going to be okay, but he fell 20 feet into the water. That's at night. Remember where the gators live? Everybody remembers where gators live, right? That's right. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's the folks over at Kel-Tec, the PR57, chambered in 5.7, and it's one of the lightest and thinnest 5.7s that are out there. And with Kel-Tec, Florida-based company, Their stuff is made in the US of A. And the PR57, like I said, 40% lighter, with made possible by the rotary barrel that they use. It's a rotary barrel pistol. And then also the top loading design that replaces traditional magazines with stripper clips for a slimmer carry profile and a 20+1 capacity, inspired by real world data and defensive needs. And the MSRP is only $399, making it very affordable. Quickest and easiest field strip available. And it's made in America with American labor and American parts. And a super new, great standard set in lightweight design. It's the new, somewhat new, came out first of the year, PR57 chambered N57, the rotary barrel pistol from Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
If this is how this administration responds to a senator with a question, if this is how the Department of Homeland Security responds to a senator with a question, you can only imagine what they're doing to farm workers, to cooks, to day laborers, out in the Los Angeles community and throughout California and throughout the country.
That's Senator Alex Padilla, who decided to crash the press conference. This was like in our last hour of our program yesterday. He decided to crash the press conference that Kristi Noem was holding about the ICE raids, and they actually had to like shove him out of the room. He was shoving his way to the front. He shoved a bunch of ICE agents, and that's one of the things that the media has left out. And then he ended up getting kind of pushed back himself, and they handcuffed him. And it was, I mean, obviously from the beginning, it was a stunt, absolutely a stunt. And he acted like it was all organic, but he's a horrible actor. And yeah, he also was trying to insist that he showed up to ask a question, and he was insinuating that it was a press conference where they were asking questions, and she was actually just like updating the press as to what was happening. And that's not what happened. He like shoved into the room, shoved towards the podium, and he began yelling over her. Where's that one broad that was in the hearing the other day? Plaskett, was it her? Who was like, I mean, you can't interrupt me, Bessent. I am a woman. I know I'm a woman. Okay, but now what about this with Padilla interrupting Noem? She's a woman. So Secret Service started pushing him back towards the exit. And he acted like he's lying, because he says that he... Well, actually, where's this audio? Let's come in with this. This is audio soundbite 5. Play this, because this is a lie. Outright lie. Absolute
and
lie.
I just couldn't accept the rhetoric anymore. So I had the audacity to try to ask a question. I introduced myself. I'm Senator Alex Padilla, and I have a question.
No, we didn't,
though. It took all of maybe a second for multiple agents to forcibly remove me from the room, to pin me on the ground and handcuff.
He didn't identify himself to anyone until after they put handcuffs on him. And that's captured on video. So whatever they're trying to say there, that was a lie. Whatever he's trying to argue is a lie. He did not come in. He lied and said, I'm Senator Alex Padilla. I have questions. But the video doesn't show that. And it's actually, I mean, when I was watching the video, I had to put my earbuds in and turn it way up and listen to it, because it's kind of hard to hear. But he just came in and started yelling. At no point in the audio, in any video that I have seen, does he at all identify himself as a senator until after they pushed him back and put cuffs on him. And then he's like, I'm a senator. I'm Senator Alex Padilla. He didn't at all say that. Now, can I just like also throw this out there? Nobody knew who he was. Right? Nobody knew who he was. That's kind of interesting. I mean, Bill Malugin was there and he also had video and he confirmed, he was like, no, he didn't identify himself as a senator. He just came in and started yelling. In fact, he himself, Bill Malugin himself, thought that Padilla was just some random protester. And it wasn't until he saw him after he was detained by law enforcement, it wasn't until he saw him and he realized, oh, that's a senator, that's Senator Padilla. How insane is this? I mean, this, there's already, and you have Adam Schiff demanding that Noam resign. Look, I'm not a Kristi Noem fan, but she didn't do anything wrong here. She did not do a single thing incorrect. She was answering, she was presenting the latest about ICE enforcement, and they immediately, Padilla came in and decided to crash this. Now, here's the other thing. What building was this at in LA? It was at, so they had this in Los Angeles, right? They had this, what building was it in? Give me a moment. Because wasn't it like one of their government, like whatever safety facilities, something like this? And they were, it was a federal building. So it was a federal building. And it was in Los Angeles. Can I just point out that is Alex Padilla so MIA that in a federal building in his own district, nobody knows who he is? Does that not strike anybody else as weird? Right? I mean, he's not like some municipal leader. He is an actual United States senator. He's a senator. And they didn't know who he was here?
There's a lot of media there, too.
As Steve notes, so Padilla took over Kamala Harris's seat. No one there knows who he is? Isn't that weird? This is his district. He was born in Los Angeles. This is Alex Padilla's district. And nobody knows who he is. I'm just trying to wrap my mind around the fact that the senator of that district, born and raised in that city, in which the federal building that they are holding this press conference is being held, that no one recognizes him when he enters. What does that tell you? Isn't that weird? Kane, what does that tell you?
Well, most senators I know, they will travel with at least one other person, right?
Yeah.
Or with maybe even two other people and one security person. But he was by himself, apparently.
Well, at least when he went into that room.
Right.
And so, definitely when he was...
And when you have a room full of media who are covering local politics all the time, you would think that they would know who the U.S. senator would be for that district, but no one seemed to know.
Now, not everyone is on Adam Schiff's side. Not everyone is. Audio soundbite 8. This was actually discussion on CNN. Listen to this.
No doubt about it. I mean, she was holding a press conference and doing a press statement. He's not a member of the press. It wasn't like a hearing where it was an open forum for senators to ask a question. He clearly showed up to a public event to create a moment and do what you're saying, sort of show his constituents, not just Democrats, but that he's fighting from his perspective. Again, I think the question is, was this the appropriate response of how it got dealt with in that moment and how that plays? To your point, though, I mean, what we're seeing politically is a very divided country over the support and opposition. It's almost evenly divided in a Washington Post poll today.
The other funny thing about this, too, is Noam. And again, you know, I think Noam didn't do anything wrong here. Audio soundbite, too. Did you hear she was still talking the entire time this was happening? And I was wondering, I'm like, is she just like ignoring him and focusing strictly on her remarks out of spite? Or did she not know what the hell was actually going on? Listen.
What was that, the action you decided to take? I'll let the law enforcement speak to how this was, situation was handled, but I will say that it's people need to identify themselves before they start lunging at people that during press conferences.
Is it appropriate?
But once he said he was
sensitive. I think his statement is.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't acknowledge himself. He just rolled in, and we played some of that audio yesterday. Literally, he rolled in and started yelling, and he didn't identify himself at all. And in fact, none of the local press that was there covering it, none of them actually said that he ID'd himself. They all were saying that he just came in and started yelling, and only after he was in handcuffs did he say that he was a senator, right? Very interesting. But that's not how, I mean, what did, you know, he pulled a stunt. It was a stunt. And it wasn't designed to get any other, it wasn't designed to get any kind of attention for the issue. He wanted attention for himself. He was appointed to his seat when Harris was elected vice president. And he won a special election to complete her term. So he was first appointed in 2021, and then November 2022, they had a special election, and he ran to complete her term. So he was appointed, but then he did, in a special election, he did win. I don't know by what margin, or if there was any challenges or anything, because he's not really, he's not done anything, which kind of goes to my point that nobody in that building knew who he was. That's crazy. He's been there since she's been in office. Since Harris went into the vice president's role, he's been in that seat, and nobody knew who he was. I just find that amazing. But also, doesn't that kind of signal that he's like one of those guys who's a show horse? He doesn't do any of the legwork. Do you ever see his name attached to anything proposed? I did a quick search, and it was a quick search. Granted, maybe, you know, I'll find something if I deep dove, but he doesn't really do anything. He just did this to get attention for himself. And then everyone's like, oh, well, she's got to be replaced. For what? For what? The cricket in the gravel pit was more, that was a thing for me. This is nothing. What? So stupid. Absolutely stupid. Our partners that help bring the show, make it possible, All Family Pharmacy. Great, great company. I love this website. I've used this website quite a lot. And we're seeing prescription costs lower, so we're not going to pay. We're basically not going to provide welfare for all these other countries by paying double and triple what they're paying. It's all about fair prices and fair access, right? So right now, All Family Pharmacy is offering a summer sale, 20% off of your entire order. This gives you a lot of breathing room. You can visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana, and on top of it, you got 20% off. Code Dana20 is the way you get it. 20% off your entire order. Right now through June, they're offering that 20% off site-wide. No insurance required. They got licensed doctors in all 50 states, and fast shipping right to your front door. Everything that you need, your everyday meds, antibiotics, emergency kits, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, whatever you need, they got it. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana for 20% off using promo code Dana. Don't wait for permission to protect yourself and your family. Visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use coupon code Dana20 to save 20%.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here. And you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle with ultra-titanium alloy metal. You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water. But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I keep seeing these stories about salaries for some of the talking heads at like CNN and MSNBC. So Anderson Cooper, he makes $18 million annually. I actually thought that, can I be honest? I know that to me, that's a ton of money. That actually seems lower than what I thought. Yeah. But didn't he take a pay cut though, like some years ago, like willingly? I think so. And I actually personally, Anderson Cooper's always been very nice to me. I have nothing negative to say about him. But I actually was shocked about that. But they're having trouble right now over at CNN. And I actually saw this with, this is a New York Post piece, and I saw a separate piece a couple of weeks ago with Adweek. They're struggling right now to maintain some of their top dollar rates because the ratings have taken a nosedive, particularly in primetime. And when that happens successively in numerous, you know, with numerous quarters, they're not able, I mean, when you cannot command those top dollar ad rates, how are you paying those top dollar salaries? They already are experiencing this at MSNBC. And now CNN, which is kind of, their executives have been in crisis talks lately. They're now struggling with the same thing that MSNBC has already been dealing with. So that's kind of interesting. Let's see here. Oh, goodness. Did this headline come from Steve? It did, didn't it? Justin Bieber could be placed in a conservatorship by his wife if she can prove 3 points to the court. Apparently, he's acting bizarre. And that whole thing is weird. I get nervous about this stuff because they're a younger celebrity couple and there are a lot of other younger people that look up to them. And this stuff is not normal, right? It's not normal. Also, stop dressing like a slob. Like if your wife is dressed up to go out, if your girl is dressed up to go out, you've got to match that girl's energy, okay? Otherwise, you're not a package deal. And you know what that telegraphs to everybody else out there? That there is some like disconnect and, you know, she might be up on the market. I'm just saying. Those are the optics. Those are the optics. A CEO says AI is going to replace so many jobs that it will cause a major recession. I agree. I think that this, if we are not flexible and we don't acclimate to this, that's exactly it. It's Klarna. It's the CEO of this startup called Klarna. They're saying that AI is coming for all white collar jobs and that people got to be prepared for this. I get it. I believe it. And I have some tinfoil about this as well. The drone attacks are terrifying. You want to hear my tinfoil? Okay, so, you know, there was all this discussion about, like, you know, like DOD and maybe even CIA involved in the development of certain video games, particularly COD and others, to get everybody acclimated to, like, that kind of maneuvering so that if we ever enter this type of warfare, that we would have a lot of people that would be actually qualified to be able to do it. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Makes sense.
I volunteer. Don't even pay me. I totally volunteer to, like, joystick the hell out of some drones and go after some baddies. Can you imagine instead of like playing like COD or Dark Tide or anything else, like I'm just going to go up and hook, so strap in and I'm going to.
I know how much you'd charge for that.
I would charge $0.
Nothing.
I would actually pay you to do it. I would pay for the software to install to do it myself.
Senior service.
I'm saying I got to take a sip of my brand new coffee that I'm trying out. I know it's radio, but.
Where people pay to take drones out.
Yeah. It's.
For the U.S.
I would do that. Would you do that?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I would do it. Even at times I'm like, man, what is it? 2:30 in the morning, I can't hardly sleep. Let me hop online and take some drones out real quick.
I like doing this. I like video games because I get very involved in like, you know, I'm always like reading stuff and as Kane can tell you, I don't have like a lot. I don't run off notes. Like I have a speech to give tonight to the Turning Point USA Young Women's Leadership Summit. And I never walk out with notes. If I do, it's like bullet points to keep me from talking for 5 hours. But I'm very like very type, you know, on 11. I'm type A. I'm like, I'm always wired. And it is literally one of the quickest ways to like chill my mind out and like kind of almost tire me out. I'm like a working breed, you know, you got to tire me out. And that is like one of the only ways because it's so involving and it can be so mentally taxing and you get so into it and then you feel satisfied after. So I totally agree with your assessment. Absolutely. I would do that. Oh, my gosh. I would do it right now.
I'd even, if a notification popped up on my phone and be like, would you like to take out a couple drones? I'd be like, clicking that notification right now.
Right? I'm telling you. Would you? Oh, my gosh. Hey, Gray over there, you would do that too, wouldn't you?
He says yes. He's just not paying attention.
No, he's not even paying attention. No, smacking for me. He's not even paying attention. Our researcher for Chapter and Verse, Gray, you would do that too, wouldn't you? Yeah, you would totally do that if you had a notification that popped up.
Thumbs up. You notice the thumb he put up was the thumb he would take drones out with.
Yeah, or wait a minute, though. Like, if you're on what platform are you on? And then, like, what's your controller
look like?
Oh, you
got the triggers, like, so it's Xbox. Dude, you got those triggers there.
Yeah, I'm used to the Xbox style. Yeah.
See, you can assign whatever.
Although, I grew up on PC. I grew up like with Doom and things like that on PC. So, I mean, I'm ambidextrous is what I'm saying to you. So it doesn't matter.
Direction buttons.
Holy cow.
Space bar.
I just, you know how amazing that would be? I mean, it's not my birthday for a long time, but a girl can dream, right?
Seems like
it was Mother's Day last month.
Yes, true.
So Father's Day this weekend.
Should be Mother's Day every day.
Let's Father's Day this weekend, y'all. You know, a lot of dads would love to go pop some Terry's, like using that. Just deputize us. Come on. It's like that, I swear to you, that Key and Peele skit, which is one of the funniest skits I've ever seen in my entire life, where they're on a plane and they're like, yeah, I want to go drag that scouts. And I can't.
Well, that would be a great Father's Day gift if you think about it. It'd be like, hey, get Dad the gift of destroying
drones. Gray says that they're
drones.
Hard to operate. It would require drone training.
Yeah,
I could do that. We do training. When I got the new COD, I had to go through a little training just to get used to some of the new things. I could do that. He's laughing at me. I could totally do that, though. We could all do that. I would learn that. I know it's not the same, but it could be.
We're in the age of AI. We could really make this easy. We just let AI do all the aiming. We just do the button pressing.
Yeah.
That's all.
Would you like to take out this Terry? I would like to take out this Terry. T-O-T, take out Terry's. Tot.
Click A for yes.
I'm going totting. That's taking out Terry's. That's what we're doing. Just saying, man. I'm just saying. That's going to be like a bumper sticker. It's going to be like a shirt.
Man. And have tots.
We can all be on Discord.
Tot. While doing tot, you're eating tot.
Gray's over here going, but aim assist can accidentally target a civilian. Well, what's that civilian doing around them Terry's?
What? These are drones we're targeting, not humans.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no. We can also use some drones to take out some Terry's. I'm not talking about going full Obama.
Oh, man.
You know, I'm not doing that. Terry, what are you doing? Terry, back up.
Seems like there's enough known terrorists in the world where this service could go on for quite a while.
Golly, do you know how amazing that would be? I just, because in case the CIA is listening, I completely so hardcore volunteer. I don't have enough hands to raise.
You even committed to paying.
Dude, I would pay to do it. I can't even raise enough hands. That would be amazing. Please, it's Father's Day this weekend for the dads. Let's make it happen. Let's make that happen for the dads. I'm just saying. By the way, I said for Father's Day, we should get Chris a Dachshund. He doesn't want another dog, so I'm trying to think of ways to get him. He can't turn down a gift, right? Just saying.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Todd Herman, host of the Todd Herman Show. They call me the Emerald City Exile.
There is a huge and uncomfortable topic that's part of modern society, and it's about same-sex marriage. And they are being taught that if we do not agree that same-sex attraction is sponsored by God, then either we serve a hateful gods or we ourselves are hateful.
Check out the Todd Herman Show every day on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.